Thick smoke, ash, steel, and debris hamper rescue efforts today in New York. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with one man who has been helping over the last 2 days, retired New York rescue fireman Gerald Mason.
Mr. Mason, you're retired from
Yes.
this kind of work. You're, what, 74?
Yeah. I was pretty much about the oldest guy you would have found there yesterday.
I'll bet. Were you wearing your old rescue equipment? You used to work in the rescue.
I took it with me the first day, but I knew the second day I was going to have to go down on my own and train. So what I wore was my rescue cap, not the helmet, and a jacket I have with the emblem of rescue so they could see I was part of the group and capable of doing the work.
But why did you go down? Because you are retired from this kind of work.
That doesn't make any difference. When I was working, I would go down voluntary duty whenever we heard these collapses. If I wasn't actually working the day of the collapse, the firemen usually would do this. It's such a tremendous job. You don't realize the amount of energy that I have to put in. I was at the 23rd Street collapse when we lost 12 firemen in 1966. Several buildings collapsed there.
I was going to ask you, how did the situation you saw yesterday compare with what you've seen in the past?
Yesterday, the devastation was more than I've seen. And the only one I was on that was successful was, again, in 1966, we had 2 bad collapses there, and 6 men were trapped in that one. And it's called the Miracle on 6th Avenue because we were successful in getting those men out alive. They were trapped in a void down in the bottom of the basement. And after hours of digging, we found them, and they came out alive. So that was a successful one.
Did you see any survivors yesterday? Did you find anyone?
Once we took out our not survivors, the few that I saw come out were in bags. The buildings were 110 stories. The rubble is about 6-7 stories high. So you can imagine all that compressed and spread out in that area. There isn't a place you could put your foot that you're not climbing over something. The people down there, the iron workers who are in there cutting the steel, everyone has been absolutely wonderful who comes down to help. There's young people who carry water through the crowds for us, sandwiches, anything you want, they'll hand you, you know?
Tell me this. You've been down there. Would you go back?
If my back straightens out in a day or two, which I'm on aspirins right now, I had injured my back. That's why I was retired. And I slipped a little bit yesterday, and I came home in fairly bad shape, and this morning was murder getting out of bed. But if it straightens out in the next day or two, yeah, I'll be down again.
Thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure. I'm sorry I couldn't give you better news.
Rescue worker Gerald Mason, a retired rescue lieutenant with the New York Fire Department. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.